Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. She's helping us get ready for the holidays. She's got 10 holiday survival tips for small businesses.
Ho, ho, ho.
Okay, you're starting to get me in the mood here. You know, when I was a little kid, I used to sing Christmas carols in the summertime. I loved Christmas.
All right, well, we're
I don't know where I went off the rails, Kellen, but I went off the rails somewhere. So, okay, you say make one contribution. What do you mean by that?
Well, we tend to, again, feel inadequate. We're not giving enough. This is a time of year where you're going to be getting hit up by a lot of different worthwhile charities, and you may parcel out money to all of them. You might also then start acknowledging your clients and vendors. So before you know it, you're spending a lot of money, but perhaps you still feel inadequate about your giving. Why not just make a contribution and use it as your do-good moment, mm-hmm. as well as a gift that you can share with your vendors? And you do this, don't you, Jim?
Yes, we send out a letter to everybody. We've been doing this for 6 or 7 years. We send a letter to everybody and say, you didn't get any fruit from us because we gave the money to somebody who needs it more than you do. Essentially, that's what the letter says. And we identify three charities that we give the money to, and we also put their websites on the letter. So people, and many people have told us that they liked that because they felt like we vetted these charities that they were looking for someone to give to, and so they'll actually turn around and give money themselves on top of that.
I think that's so nice. And one thing you said that's important is, you know, the vetting. I think a lot of times we're insecure about who we give the money to.
My wife, all during the year, she keeps up with that. She goes, she knows how to check these people out to make sure they're not ripping people off. And if we give money to somebody, they earned it.
Well, and I think, too, that if you give the money, you have to let go of the outcome. You know, you can't control
everything. That's exactly right.
You know, there may be some challenges. You know, one of the things I like to do is put money in the Salvation Army pot.
Oh, yeah.
Now, sometimes I'll just put in a heavy contribution, and that'll be mine for the year.
Right.
And someone would say, well, how do you know what they're going to do with that? And at that point,
that's
it
not
doesn't
on you.
Matter.
That's not on you.
Yeah,
no, no.
It's not on
that's
you.
Exactly right. I've helped people. And, you know, I've had people say, you know, they're taking it like some family or something. They'll say, you know, they're just taking advantage of you. And I say, you know what? That's above my pay grade.
That's right.
That's not my job. That's not my job.
You give the money
and you just let what happens happen. But let me tell you one thing quick about your suggestion. Folks,
okay.
The reason why this is such an outstanding suggestion is all the fruit I ever sent my customers, all the gifts I ever sent them, no one ever thanked me for the fruit.
Uh-huh.
But we get lots of thank yous for this letter we send.
Isn't that a nice thing? And
it touches
so much
people.
Less stressful. I mean, it
touches them.
One less thing to do. It's many less things to do. With one fell swoop, you can do a lot of good by focusing that firepower.
And let me tell you what, I've taken that to a new level, Ellen.
What?
We don't give adults any presents. We take the money we would have spent on them and give that to other people.
You know,
how about that?
You feel good. One of my nieces said this year, you know what? I've got everything I want. Why don't you just...
That's exactly right. What do you need? And I'll tell you something else, Ellen. I don't wait till Christmas to give my children. I've grown children, too, like you. I don't wait till Christmas to give them things. If I want to give it to them, I give it to them in August or November. So it's not like they haven't gotten anything during the year, you know. It's not like the old days. So anyway, this is an outstanding suggestion, folks. It works. I promise you, it'll make you less of a Scrooge than me. Go ahead, Ellen. What's
Yay.
Next?
Well, and we're going to be putting out holiday tips for the rest of the season on my Twitter feed.
All right.
So go to Ellen Rohr at Twitter and follow me. I'll follow you. I love Twitter anymore. I've become such a hipster.
And Facebook too.
Facebook too.
/ Ellen Rohr. All right. What else should we do this Christmas?
Well, here's one thing you can do. This is a business-focused approach. Now is the end of the year. Next year, you're going to be making goals. You know, you want to make goals for next year. might I suggest you have the permission and the obligation to raise your prices.
Oh.
Look around. Prices go up all the time. The cost of living goes up. You get to raise your prices without guilt. Money buys options. And it's going to make it a little easier to be even more generous next year.
You're going to have to. You got to think about this, folks. You got to think about raising prices. This is a really tough one for small businesses, Ellen.
I know, and yet if taxes go up,
that's right. That's right. Well, your costs are going up. Your fuel's going up. Your food's going up. I mean, regardless of what the Fed says,
yes.
Inflation is here.
Well, and it's only fair. And so if it requires that you get better at serving your clients, if you
right.
raise your standards. You know, I've said you show up clean, sober, on time, and dressed right, you can charge three times the
price. That's exactly right. What's another quick one?
Count your blessings. You know, as you wake up every day, one of the things that's given me a lot of joy in life is you wake up and you start instantly thinking about how many things you have to do. Just make the first words out of your mouth, thank you for something.
Mm-hmm.
And be grateful for what you have. It really lightens the load and makes it less stressful. This is a life changer.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, one of the things that we're doing in my Rotary Club and helping an Interact group, these high school kids are helping children who are less fortunate than they are. And when you give to a group like that, folks, when you give to children helping children, that's a double benefit, isn't it?
And be grateful for that, for your ability, you know, in our...
Well, it allows those kids to be grateful. You know, it's kind of hard to be mad at your dad, you know, when you realize some people don't have a dad.
Well, in this life, at any point in time, we're in need of a hand or can
right.
offer one. And both are fine.
Do something.
Oh, that's the end.
Do something for others, folks. It'll make you much less of a Scrooge than me. Tintil, right back after these messages with Ellen Rohr. More good holiday tips. By the way, happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish friends. Stay with us. Be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.